That's the only thing you take it for.
I just don't know what that'd be all you'd take it for, but then that there was the way you have to keep off a shield if you're having shields, you know. Yeah. They think it'll break them, to break the shield.
And that's what we were talking about. What were we talking about? What was the medicine?
What kind of medicine?
Yeah.
Quinine.
Okay. A place where they bury people is called what?
Cemetery.
Okay. And what they bury a person in is called a...
casket.
Okay. And the service that they have is called a...
burial service.
Okay.
That'd be called a lack of it.
Okay. And a lot of times when after a person dies, people will dress themselves in black or something, you say they are in, or they are what?
I don't mourn, I reckon.
Okay. And sometimes if you've got something that makes your joints hurt when the weather's wet, you've probably got...
Let's see, what rheumatism.
Okay. What is diphtheria?
It's a disease of the diphtheria.
How do you get it?
Well, it's catching, I believe, one from another.
What about a disease that a person gets and his skin turns kind of yellow?
Yellow fever.
Okay. You ever hear it called yellow jaundice or yellow
jaundice? Yeah, yellow jaundice.
Okay. What about when you get a real bad hurt in your side and sometimes they have to operate?
Appendicitis.
Okay.
Probably.
What about sometimes when a person gets real sick and he loses everything he ate?
Vomits it up.
Okay. And if he doesn't vomit, he might just have an uneasy feeling. He say, well, I believe I'm a little bit sick.
Uh-huh. He's got cramp in his stomach.
Okay.
Get something.
Would you ever say sick at his stomach?
Yeah. He gets sick in his stomach. That,
okay.
We all subject to that.
Okay. Let me see. If a young man is going out with a young lady, you might say, well, he is... Would you ever say courting her?
Yeah, he's courting that lady.
Okay. And the young man, you would say, well, that's that girl's, would you say, boyfriend or beau or fella?
Oh, yeah, I'd say that. Oh, I guess I'd call him his sweetie.
Okay. Okay.
And
if he asked her to marry him and she didn't, and she said no, you'd say, well, she...
Yeah, uh-oh. She let him down.
Okay. And if she said yes when he proposed, then they would go get...
married.
Okay. What are some of the people at a wedding, some of the people that are in the wedding besides the bride and groom?
Well, it'd be their parents.
Okay. Do you ever have anything like a best man or a bridesmaid or anything?
Oh, yeah. They do.
Okay.
Call them their best man.
Okay. And the bride would have a woman that would be her.
Be her. Uh-oh.
You ever use the term bridesmaid?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. Bride. Well, she'd be his bride.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about a noisy serenade or a celebration or something after a wedding? They don't have them much anymore, but they used to have them. Some people call it a serenade or a jibbery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they call them serenade, I believe.
Okay. And
that's when they sprinkle rice over them.
Right.
Yeah.
If you were talking about a group of people, if you were mad at somebody, you might say, well, I never did care anything for that whole
bunch.
Okay.
That's about the way I guess a man would say it.